Gary Kay's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
Good morning, Rave listeners, and welcome back to The Week on Rave Radio. I'm Joel Rollins. And since you are listening to Rave Radio, you know that we're the home to a number of outstanding podcasts. When you're done with this one, check out the Women in AV Wavecast, check out the Green AV Podcast, a subject that's really growing in our industry, and check out Gary Kay's Daily Rants and Raves for a daily view on what's happening in the industry. Well, as you know, Rave is just back from ISE in Amsterdam, and we have recorded literally over 1,000 actual demonstration videos of product in the booths at ISE. It is like attending a trade show yourself, but from the comfort of your own living room or desk. So check that out at www.ravenowise.com for all the news that came out of this massive trade show. Well, as you know, The Week is brought to you by Mitsubishi, and they are the home of a great family of products for the audiovisual industry. You can find out more about them at Mitsubishi.com. Since there is so much news about product, I'm not going there this week. You can check that out at www.ravenowise.com to see literally everything. So with that, we'll just move right on into the interview portion of our show. Well, Rave listeners, as I mentioned earlier, I have a very special guest today. His name's Dean Hills. Dean is the president of PRM Connect in Las Vegas. And PRM Connect is a company that's bringing a new technology to trade shows. As you know, I've just come back from the ISE show in Europe, and Gary Kay and I sat around during our evaluation of the show and talked about the enormous expense of doing a show like ISE, which has grown to be about twice the size of the Infocom show in the United States. And one of the things that we talked about was if you are going to spend that kind of money, then making the most of the information that you can gather about your clients and the leads that you can gather at a trade show is a critical portion of making that pay for itself. This year we've seen amazing changes in trade shows. Besides their escalating costs, we've seen major players like Extron decide that their money was better spent other places. And that's a unique decision for an Extron that I happen to agree with, but it's only because they spent a decade setting themselves up to be able to do that very specifically. But the rest of us are still in the position of exhibiting our products and looking for customers at the shows. As a ex-marketing manager of several of those manufacturers, I can tell you pretty much what happens. We go crazy scanning business cards and leads and getting little leads out of the scanner and writing cryptic notes on the back of them and putting them in a bin. And I am ashamed to say that after more than one of those trade shows, I've looked around my office and found leads that never went anywhere, which made them the most expensive kind of leads that we could gather. Dean and I have worked together for a long time. Dean actually recruited me to be national staging manager at Southern Audiovisual when he was vice president of operations nationally in Canada. So we've gone over these things more than once. We've worked more than one trade show together, and we've talked about what the results of those trade shows are. Dean went on and actually created a company to maximize those trade show leads. So Dean, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thanks, Joel. Appreciate the opportunity.
Dean, what do we do wrong when it comes to trade shows? Let's start right out there.
Well, your opening was really accurate. The cost of trade shows has escalated, and people at these companies that are exhibiting at trade shows, and which admittedly is almost every company of any size, are saying, what are we getting for our spend? We're spending these enormous amounts of money, and we come back with a fishbowl full of business cards, or we come back with a memory stick full of contacts that I could have bought for pennies on the dollar from LinkedIn or something like that. So how can we do something better to move the data from these face-to-face interactions that are so critical that we're spending so much money on into the enterprise smoothly and efficiently so that we actually get some value for that dollar?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I always thought was really funny was that the trade show lead companies moved to giving you digital information as a text file of the same things that you had on the printouts.
Yeah, and it's actually probably less efficient than the fishbowl with the business card.
It's easier to forget about, though.
Yeah, you're looking at this data going, wow, you know, maybe I have, if I'm lucky, I have a couple qualifying questions on there, which is, do you have a budget to spend money? Or are you a decision maker? But ultimately, it does nothing about informing the salesperson who's ultimately going to get that lead anything about that conversation. And so what happens is, in the best case scenario, what happens is the salesperson gets that contact and they pick up the phone and they say, hey, Mr. Smith, I saw you came to our booth at the XYZ show. What can I do for you? And it's like that interaction that happened on the show floor never occurred. And so really what companies have to do is they say, how can we connect the dots so that we can continue the conversation and use the data that was gathered at that show and leverage the conversation that happened at that show seamlessly and move it forward into the sales funnel so that we can maximize the value.
So how would, if I were exhibiting again this month, which thank goodness I'm not, and I go into a trade show booth, I have one of the card scanning, you know, the little printers that print out people's information, I've got my stacks of literature, what's the first thing I change about that to make that process more efficient?
So one of the things that our company has been focusing on for a long time is how do we seamlessly move that information into the enterprise, as I said, and turn it from this kind of temporal conversation that happens in 10 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever on the show floor and turn it into something that has measurable results that I actually have some normalized numbers on, so that I can determine and bubble up the hot leads from the tire kickers or the people that just want to see what you're doing. And so one of the ways that you can do that is to leverage technology in a variety of different forms to do that. And so one of the things that we've been focusing on is what is the role of literature and collateral materials in that measurement process. And one of the things that we've created is a product called Literature that kind of marries up the data capture opportunities that you have on that show floor and the collateral material delivery to give you kind of a real-time measurement matrix that you can then leverage and move on to the enterprise.
That, you know, that in itself, one of the things that I found myself doing in European trade shows, for those who haven't been there, the RAI in Amsterdam is one of the world's largest convention complexes, and it's spread out over miles in all of these complex halls. And I had all my manufacturers pushing stacks of literature at me, and I'm like, I can't even carry this stuff. And when I get home, I know exactly what it's going to be. It's going to be three shopping bags full of very, very expensive print material that I'm literally never going to look at. If a product really interested me, and there are usually half a dozen at a show, then I remember what those are, and I'm going back after specific information about how they might apply to a client or a job. But I almost never am going to dig through all that literature and pull out those brochures and read them again. I won't need to. If I've done my job at the trade show right, someone's salesperson is going to be coming after me with those few things. And the rest of them I'm going to miss out on. How does literature change that?
Well, it actually breaks the mold of what literature has really traditionally been. So if you think about how people go to market, and if I've got a sales team that's going out and meeting with customers or doing web demos or showing micro websites and I'm doing my marketing job correctly, a PDF or God forbid, a paper brochure is probably the worst way I'm going to showcase my products, because most products are much more complex and much more dynamic than just a widget sitting on a brochure. And so what you need to do is you need to enable the collateral materials, and that's the concept that we're using now, the collateral materials of micro websites and videos and YouTube links and interactive demo forms and all those kinds of rich media things need to be in the mix, not just a PDF brochure. And so we're delivering those items to the end user from trade shows in real time. Before that customer steps off the carpet in the booth, they've already got the links to the materials that is most relevant to the conversation they just had. And it's that real-time delivery of relevant materials and rich media tools that enable you to kind of continue that conversation.
In other words, get them while they're hot.
get them while they're hot. It's the first mover advantage. It's the hallmark of good marketing and sales, right? If somebody's interested in your product, don't wait a month till you come back to them and then ask them what they want. Go to them with those materials. Measure that interaction, measure that interest, and get that lead into the sales force immediately.
Okay, so let's talk through a little scenario, which is I'm familiar, of course, with the traditional trade show exhibit. I sign up with whoever's doing lead processing for the show. They give me a printer. I have a front desk with literature and some people hired to scan people's cards and pass out brochures. And then I have that shopping bag afterwards. And if I am the client, I walk into that, I may wait in line, let them scan my card. I might catch the attention of a salesperson and have a brief conversation who's then going to grab that piece of paper, make a note on the back of it, and wad it into his pocket. And that's the last I've seen of it. I might get a call later. I might not. From the best companies, I do get a call. But that's what it is. And it's a disjointed call. It's a call where somebody is following up on that lead that was not in that conversation that we had in the booth. How do we change that? You are a customer approaching the booth. What should happen?
Well, what should happen is that you have the ability in the context of the conversation about the product to gather data kind of very easily and comfortably for that customer and not put a bolt-on function onto the back end of that conversation. So what usually happens is a customer walks into the booth, I have a conversation with them about my product, and then I say, hey, can I scan your badge? And then we all walk over to the little badge scanner, and we scan your badge, and you walk away. And if you're lucky, I might scribble a note on it, but most likely I'm on to the next guy. Or I've slipped your business card in my pocket, and it goes to the dry cleaners. So what should happen is that I want to have a conversation in context of the products I'm talking about, where I'm capturing your interests, I'm understanding your needs, I'm delivering you collateral materials as part of the conversation through a system that's engaged and is connected directly with that product message. And so if you're doing that, then have the mechanism to move that data into the enterprise immediately, even if the sales guy for that person is not on the show floor, that's the holy grail of trade shows, right, is to take that interaction, measure it, capture it, and move it into the enterprise immediately.
Okay. So what is the physical method whereby that happens? How are you capturing data in a modern trade show booth?
Well, what we're doing is we're saying we don't need the boxes. We're gonna scan that badge information. And in the best cases, for the people that are really prepared, we're actually doing a real-time lookup of that data against the customer database or against the target or prospect database to see if they're already on our target list. And if they are, we're popping up screen flags to that whoever's having that interaction to notify them that this is somebody we want to talk to. And in certain cases, we're actually kicking out an email in real time to the sales rep saying, hey, your target, Mr. Smith, just walked into the booth and is engaging with us. And so that person could come over or knows that their customers or their targets at the show and can kind of interact immediately before they leave that trade show.
Is that communication then enabled between the people in the booth? I'll give you an example. You and I have both been the AV supplier to a lot of very large trade shows. One of the ones that I'm most familiar with are medical trade shows. I do a lot of drug companies. They make enormous investments in shows, and the shows have very large attendance, 20,000, 30,000 people. But in those 20 or 30,000 people, they have, say, 1,500 significant prescribing doctors who they need to get to. Is there a way that we can cull that information out in real time? And if there's somebody responsible for them on site and someone else gets to them, how does that communication happen?
Well, that's exactly what we're trying to do, right, is to separate the wheat from the chaff so that we don't spend time on the people that don't matter. And so using the cloud, the power of the cloud, as we like to say, we have the ability to preload the target list of those docs or customers that we most want to get to, and we can automatically figure out who their sales rep should be and kick out real-time notifications to that sales rep, in addition, of course, to feeding relevant product information back to that target customer themselves. So because we have this real-time server sitting on the back end that's analyzing the inbound scans and then triggering actions based on that, we have the ability to act immediately on the data that we're getting from any number of stations on that trade show floor.
You know, the interesting thing about this, and correct me if I'm wrong, but in the way you're doing things real time, wouldn't that mean that instead of using valuable trade show floor space to take up storing that data, analyzing that data, you could practically set up a war room off-site where you could monitor who was in the booth and what was going on?
Sure, absolutely you could do that because everything runs in real time, and we have customers that sit there with their iPad with a dashboard on it that are looking at what we call lead queue, which is a score ranking that's bubbling up the high-value targets to the top of the list and doing an executive dashboard so that they can do exactly that. And they don't have to be, you know, they could sit in their hotel room, they could sit at the pool and watch those leads come in. The other thing that we're doing is we're doing real-time matching of customers to their sales reps. So a lot of, you know, obviously if you're a large customer, a large multinational customer, you're not going to send every sales rep to the show. You're going to send kind of the good ones or the people that are available. And so if John Smith walks into the booth and the show's in the UK, but he's from Dallas, then the system will automatically figure out who that sales rep is for Mr. Smith in Dallas for that product, kick them out an email that we call a flash lead that notifies them that they'd been engaged with at the booth in Europe, and they need, and this customer is interested in X, Y, and Z, and here's the data from that interaction. So we're able to move the data, again, instantly into the enterprise so that it's actionable and it's immediate.
Well, it's interesting that you describe that as either the best salespeople or the ones that are available, because those are almost always mutually exclusive sets. Your best salespeople, the last thing they wanted to do, because of the way trade shows work, is spend significant amount of time on the trade show floor. Your best salespeople, I've always found, know who their customers are, they have outreach to those customers, and they certainly want to be notified, but they don't want to be the ones standing in the booth 8 hours a day. Does this change that for them?
It changes it for the company completely. And the goal here is the normalization of data, so that I don't have to worry about if trade show X, Y, and Z have different badge types or they have different sets of booth staff on the show floor, because the system ensures that I get accurate, complete, and normalized data from all my events moved into the enterprise in kind of this standardized fashion. And so that's the other thing that you have to do, is I'm no longer reliant on who's going to scribble the best note on the back of a business card or on that little paper printout, because the data is structured in the system as it's captured to be something that can move into a marketing automation system or a CRM system, and it's already standardized, and you get that same data set from show after show after show, and it's highly valuable to the enterprise because I don't have to interpret it, and I don't have to depend on the booth staff to interpret it for me.
Well, one of the things that I'm looking at now is my prospects, for instance, are set up in a CRM program where, you know, I'm trying to manage my prospects. And one of the things about trade shows has always been great. At the end of the show, they give me a disc, or now a memory stick, high tech, with text files of all the people that we scanned in there. Is there a way to bring my CRM system together with that data?
Sure, absolutely. Again, leveraging the power of the cloud, we often have developed APIs into people's CRM systems where we're essentially doing a screen pop, right? So I scan a badge, the system, the server goes out to that API into your CRM system, does a lookup against that customer, says, this is a great customer, and it sends back data to the screen locally and kind of coded, like maybe a color change or an icon pops up or something kind of subtle, so it's not like blink, 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 Mr. Smith is here and he's a great customer. And we're sending back that CRM data to the screen on the show floor in real time, letting that booth staffer know the demographics or the important things about that customer. And that's probably one of those most popular features we're being asked to develop today, is that real-time back and forth between the enterprise and the show floor.
Yeah, I mean, I can see now enormous value in that if I am one of those top-tier salespeople. And, you know, I resent spending time in trade shows, but if I could pre-identify my top 20 contacts that I'm working on and to be informed that person is now, I mean, and you know what trade show booths are like now. They're enormous. They're complex. I can discover that Dr. Smith, who I'm dying to talk to, was there an hour ago and talked to some nobody at the front desk, and I didn't know. And I mean, if there's a way to communicate that to me in such a way that I can make that appearance valuable, then I can see that there's a lot of return for me as a top salesperson.
Yes, that's exactly right. And we're trying to combat the human behavior by giving the data accurately and effectively to the enterprise. The other thing that we're trying to do is to set up a communications channel that continues post-event. So obviously I'm doing some marketing, say, hey, come by my booth at this trade show. You're going to really like what we have to show you here. The customer comes by. They have this great interaction. We send them some collateral materials. And then what? So one of the things that we're doing with those collateral materials is that we're using it to build a communications and measurement channel that has never existed before. And the way we're doing that is we're measuring what the customer does with that email and those links to collateral materials post-event. We can measure how many times they click a link, when they click a link, how long they spend looking at the materials, how long they watch the video, if they do a social media tweet or share on that, if they forward it to a colleague. We're measuring all of that in real time. And so the real valuable information is coming post-event. And we're seeing that people are interacting with this material weeks and even months after the show is over. It's highly valuable. And because we can measure it, the enterprise knows about that.
Well, measurement is the ideal thing. I mean, to get me my return afterwards, how closely can that return of customer attention be measured for, say, the year following? I mean, one of the things that you just brought up is the kind of serendipitous result of trade shows, which is Dr. Smith decided not to prescribe my drug, but forwarded information about it to two other people who later did. Can I tie that to my trade show participation? In other words, can I use that as a number that I can measure and justify against my show?
Well, you've kind of brought up the ugly head of what people want to measure, which is ROI, right? What's my return on investment? What's my revenue for dollars spent at the show program? And that's always been challenging, and it continues to be challenging because most of the time, trade show systems are never connected with the back-end financial systems of an enterprise, certainly not a large one. So the information we're gathering is better than it's ever been. We're able to measure interest, we're able to measure behavior, we're able to measure time, we're able to measure social media, a lot of things. But one of the things that still eludes us, quite frankly, is that connection to the dollar spend, especially in things like prescription writing and things like that. Now, there are other things that we can tie it a little closer. For instance, I know that we've been directly responsible for generating several multi-million dollar sales because of our customers' ability to get the data to the right salesperson and respond quickly. But in terms of day-to-day stuff, it's still tough to measure ROI. So what you're really stuck with is measuring ROO, return on objective. If my objective is to have 20 great leads and 50 nurture leads and 100 kind of pipeline leads or targets, then I can measure that and I can meet my objectives and measure my performance against those.
Sure, which would also then give you a great vehicle after some period of time for measuring which trade shows to stay in and which ones to get out of or which ones to move into.
That's exactly right. And it measures, you know, how much, since we're measuring the lead scan by day, by hour, we're able to impact staffing models, we're able to impact boost show floor size, we're able to impact a lot of kind of tactical things around the program in addition to informing the sales and marketing process.
What about one of the things that seems to be happening in our industry a lot are the large distributors doing private shows or touring shows. For instance, I know Almo has an entire series around the country with all of the manufacturers that they represent. They did one in New York just recently where all of the dealers and end user customers come in to what is effectively an invitational trade show of the manufacturers of those distributors. What can be done with those, and is there more that can be done than would be done with a public trade show?
Well, you can do, you know, yes, the short answer is those are great avenues to do measurement on, and frankly, if you're not measuring the efficacy of those campaigns, then you're missing the boat. One of the real great things is that the ubiquity of the internet has enabled this kind of robust data capture and material measurement to be almost anywhere, anytime, right? So we're often using 4G LTE cards to power, you know, tens, even 20 stations via Wi-Fi and remote data collection. And so we can put our data collection points anywhere, and they should absolutely be part of those private shows. And so, you know, that kind of opens up the can of worms around internet at trade shows and that whole thing. But there's no question that the ubiquity of the internet powers measurement, and we're taking full advantage of it.
In terms of that, the other thing that I'm finding right now with my salespeople is they will do almost anything that there's an app for their iPad for. Can we integrate their smartphones, iPads, et cetera, into this process?
Well, certainly you can. And a lot of customers do. So if you look at the marketplace for measuring face-to-face interactions, it's massive, right? And it's booming and exploding every day. What our company has done is we've placed our bet purely on the cloud and the browser. So we don't really run an app. Everything runs on the browser on any web-enabled device because of the real-time data analytics and that it gives us. The other thing that you have an issue with potentially is that if you're running an app and you're putting data into a device, then if that device gets lost or stolen, there's potentially a risk there. Not unlike, you know, losing somebody's personal data or getting hacked from a corporate enterprise system. So we've tried to put it all in a secure cloud environment rather than an app. But certainly apps are ubiquitous, and they're a great way to gather data and, of course, normalize that interaction.
Okay. Well, that certainly opens up a whole lot of things to think about. All right, Dean, one final question, which is, we're going to go into another trade show season this summer. A lot of the manufacturers will be listening to this show. What is, if you could do one thing for them to improve the quality of their trade show, what would be the one thing they should do?
That's a great question. I have to say, that the most important thing and the thing that we see have the largest impact on post-show success is to have the staff trained and knowledgeable and to merchandise and to verbally merchandise the value of the materials that you're handing to them and the demos that you're giving to them on the show floor. If you have a booth staff experience that is less than good, then that personal interaction or the lack thereof trumps everything you've talked about. But if you have a great booth experience and they merchandise the value of the product and the materials you're sending them and the fact that you're going to follow up immediately and you're going to move this into your company so that they can respond quickly and efficiently, that has enormous impact. And our post-event data analysis shows really like orders of magnitude increase in responsiveness based on the value of that interaction.
Now, that's a really excellent point. I mean, you and I have sold quite a lot of high-dollar services together, and you know me, one of the best ways to get me to go out on that floor and sell is to convince me of the value of what I'm selling. You know, it's easier to sell a product that you believe in. By the way, I will put in a little plug here. If you really want some really interesting information on trade shows and how to maximize them, take a look at Dean's blog at www.prmconnect.com. And he's got some great tips on how these things work and some great information about literature. Dean, I want to thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Joel. This has been
a really interesting conversation, and I'm sure over the next few years, as this market becomes more expensive and more difficult, we'll be back to talk to you again.
Great. Thank you, Joel. I sure appreciate it. And to all the people out there in trade shows, it's a great industry. It's growing and expanding, and it's a thrill to be a part of it.
Thanks, Dean.
Well, that's all we'll have time for this week, listeners. In the meantime, I urge you to go to ravepubs.com and check out our other podcasts at Rave Radio. And why not go and check out www.ravenowise.com for the latest information from the ISE trade show. And remember that we're sponsored by Mitsubishi at mitsubishi.com. We'll talk to you next week.